What's up, everybody? Anton Crilly here from ecommercelifestyle.com. And in today's podcast, I'm going to share five ways that you can increase your organic traffic, meaning increase the amount of visitors that are coming to you without you having to pay for it from Google search results. And the reason that this topic is here today is because I just hosted one of our monthly coaching calls that I do with students of Dropship Lifestyle, which is my online coaching program. And this question just came up. Somebody said, you know, if you had to recommend five things I can do right now to increase my organic traffic, what would you recommend? And my answer to them was basically like, you know, there's so many things I could recommend and the list goes on and on. In fact, one whole training inside of Dropship Lifestyle, one of the lessons in Module 6 is just all about how to build up organic traffic. But this was actually kind of a cool question and a cool experiment for me because I had to think fast, like, okay, what if there were five things that literally anybody can do right now to help and give them a boost in those organic rankings? So what I did is made some notes on what I said, and that's what I'm going to be sharing with you right now in today's podcast. So tip number one, and this is something that should have an almost instant impact on your search results or your search rankings, that is increasing your site speed. And I've talked about this in other podcasts. I can link to some of the previous ones where I go deeper into this topic below, but there's a lot of benefits to increasing your site speed. Obviously, your page is going to load faster for people that are clicking your links, but it's also going to show Google that, hey, this is a site that actually meets our criteria. It's faster than other sites. It'll give our end users the best experience because it's going to load like that. So the first thing you should do is go to Google Page Speed Insights. It's a free tool from Google. Put in your URL there for your website, see what score it gives you, see what errors it outputs, make the changes, fix those errors, get your site sped up. And once your site is recrawled and indexed by Google, you will rank higher in the search results. So again, I'll link to more in-depth resources on how to do this. But some of the main things you should be looking for are using a fast theme. If you're using Shopify, make sure all of your media files like images are compressed and optimized for the web. Make sure you don't have any apps that you're not using just sitting on your store, having load times just take longer and longer in the background, and any additional maybe tracking scripts or extra code you might have installed on your store over the days, weeks, or years could just be dramatically raising how long it takes for your site to load. And again, once you clean those problems up, once you fix it, once you optimize it, you're almost instantly going to see an increase in your organic traffic. The second way to increase your organic traffic is by customizing your top 20% of product pages. So here's what you want to do. Go into Google Analytics, which you should already have on your site. Go into content in the sidebar, then click pages. And what you're going to see is a list of all of the pages on your website that people have visited. What you want to do is sort them from most visits to least visits. You do that just by clicking on sessions, and you're going to see which pages get the most traffic. The reason I want you to start with the top 20 is because that is where eyeballs already are. That's what people are already seeing, and you can make some small tweaks on those pages that are going to get you bumped up higher and higher in the rankings that are going to have the biggest impact on your search results in the shortest amount of time. So what should you do to those top 20% of product pages? Well, one of the things you want to do is rewrite the descriptions. If they're not already unique to you and to your store, make them unique. If they already are, see if you can build them out and make them better. You're going to want to do things like install the question and answer app so people can ask questions and you can answer them right on those product pages. Again, build out how much information is there, make it more of a complete page so Google sees, okay, this thing is more valuable than competitors B, C, and D, and so you'll go to the top. Some other things you'll want to do if you haven't already done on that top 20% of product pages is optimize your images. Again, make sure they're optimized for the internet, make sure the files are compressed. Make sure you're using alt image tags if you're not doing that already. And basically try to make those pages as perfect as they can be for what Google wants so that Google will reward you. The third way you can increase organic traffic in a very short amount of time is by creating 3 to 5 what I would call anchor blog posts. So these are going to be posts that live on your blog, but it's not like you're going to start blogging every week or every day or anything like that. Instead, you're going to build out 3 to 5 really amazing resources for whoever your customer avatar is, whoever is most likely to buy from you. And what you want to do is not just make some 300-word blog post and put it up and hope Google starts sending you a ton of traffic. Instead, you want to find those top 3 to 5 different pieces of content or information or topics, whatever you want to call it, that would appeal to your audience. And you want to go out there on Google, find out who already ranks for those search terms, and you want to create something that's better than they already have. So let's just say, hypothetically, you're selling stand-up paddle boards. You find that you want to rank for the keyword, the ultimate guide to buying stand-up paddle boards. With the goal, you pick up secondary search terms like buy stand-up paddle boards. And you go out there and you find some really good resources. Well, your goal now has to be to make something better than the best that already exists. Couple options for how you can do this. One of them is you can write it yourself. You can create it as a blog in Shopify yourself. If you're not a good writer or you just don't want to do it, you can outsource the task somewhere like Upwork. You're probably better off going somewhere like a community on Facebook where there's a bunch of surfers and making a post in the group like, hey, I'm looking to create the ultimate resource on how to buy stand-up paddle boards or surfboards or whatever it is you're selling, and see if there's any freelancers that would be willing to collaborate on the project and write those articles for you. Of course, they would be paid for their time. Now, another tip here, as you're making these pieces of content, you want to think as you're writing them, is there anybody in my industry, not a competitor, but maybe an influencer, maybe somebody that hosts events, maybe an organization, like a trade organization, where they can contribute to these posts that I'm putting together. And what you want to do is reach out to them, tell them, hey, I'm writing the guide, the ultimate guide to buying a stand-up paddleboard. I would love to hear your top 3 pieces of advice for somebody shopping for a stand-up paddleboard. They email you their top 3 pieces of advice. That gets built into your content. You have their name, their website in there. And then once it's created, you can reach out to all the contributors, say, hey, we just put this together. I wanted to share it with you. And if you know anybody that would benefit from this piece of content, I would really appreciate it if you could share it as well. So now you have these amazing pillar pieces of content on your website, these anchor blog posts, you have contributions from other influencers and authority figures in your niche, and you have the potential of them sharing it as well. What this is going to do is give your site another boost in Google. It's going to increase your organic search traffic. Now, the fourth way to increase organic search traffic is to guest post. And this can be either free, like you're just doing it to make content for other websites, or it could be paid. And that's more of an advertorial where you're paying to basically have an article on a site that's related to your niche. And this is a great way to just get links back to your website from other online properties. For example, again, if you were selling stand-up paddle boards, maybe you find a blog for a surfer and you say, hey, can I write an article for your surfing blog about how stand-up paddleboarding comes easy for surfers? Or again, whatever keywords your audience is interested in, whatever topics your audience is interested in, create those posts, have other people publish them on their websites. And in those posts, they're going to include your name and a link back to your store. The more links you get from more relevant sites that already have authority, the better Google is going to look at your site, the higher you're going to go up in the organic search results. And finally, I'll give you the fifth way that I'm going to recommend in this podcast for growing your organic traffic, and that is to become a guest on other people's shows. So kind of similar to writing a guest blog post, except with this, you're going to try to find people with YouTube channels or podcasts that are relevant to your niche. You're going to send them an email, send them a DM, whatever. See if you can go on their show, be interviewed, talk about whatever it is that you do, whatever niche you're in, share your story, just, you know, talk about whatever it is you do, share value for their audience. And when they post either that YouTube video or that podcast online, they're going to include a link again back to your store. The more links Google sees from relevant websites, the higher you are going to bump up in the organic search results. Now, let me just build on that a little bit, because you might be thinking that sounds great, but I just am in this niche where I sell these products and I don't know anything about it. That's fine. What I would recommend you do in that scenario is either start your own YouTube channel as your company or your own podcast, where what it is you do is basically interview others. So maybe to start, you're bringing on your sales reps for different brands and you're asking them common questions that you get from your customers. Maybe you're interviewing other influencers in the space and you're asking them again about their story or about their answers to questions that your customers usually ask you. Maybe you're even just taking questions from your inbox and answering them in a podcast format and putting that information out there on the internet so the word word gets spread. Google now sees this podcast that links back to your site. And the more you do things like that, the better your site will rank. Again, these are just five different ways that you can go ahead and start getting organic traffic very early on. Honestly, if you put together a strategy that did everything I just said, within a 30-day time frame, you can do all of this and you can see results. There's a lot more you can do, and some of these strategies you should be using consistently over time, like guest blog posts, like either going on other people's shows or hosting your own show. That's something you'll continue to do. But within 30 days, there's no reason why you can't see a huge spike in organic traffic by doing the five things I just talked about. So as always, guys, I hope you got value from this podcast. If you did, please let me know either by leaving a like if you're watching the video version or by leaving a review over on Apple Podcasts if you're listening. And as always, if you want to know more about how we build highly profitable, semi-automated online stores, be sure to visit dropshipwebinar.com to get a 2.5-hour free training where I show you exactly how we build these businesses. I will post a link in the description for that. And with that being said, guys, I will talk to you in the next episode of the podcast. Thank you.